that plays good offense.
Can we wind down halftime and our halftime show presented by Surf Taco as Monmouth and Manhattan take the court as we begin our preparations for Gary, our final 20 minutes with the Hawks leading the Jaspers 39-33. We'd like to thank our friend Josh Newman joining us at halftime. We also had a silent interview no one could hear because she didn't want to talk, but one of the MAC officials, Katie Carew, is taking in the game here in Riverdale, listening to our interview with Josh. Ready for 20 minutes of hoops. Gary, what do you foresee next 20 minutes of action?
Well, the Hawks got to do what they did for the second half of that first half. It might be a little confusing, but the final 10 minutes of the half was very good, and MU shut down Alvarado and Beeman, a combined 0 for 5.
Here in Manhattan with the half's first bucket as Rich Williams shakes loose and puts a floater in to cut the Monmouth lead to 4. Josh James, foul coming back the other way by C.J. Jones. First foul here in the half. Comes with 19:37 to go in our game. That foul is Jones's first foul.
That's something we got to keep an eye on too, Eddie. 3 fouls for Deion Jones, 3 for Andrew Nicholas, 2 for 4 other Monmouth Hawks. We gotta watch the foul situations because they could start to add up.
Hawks playing catch on the perimeter here. Manhattan does play zone. You think zone might, Gary, solve some of those foul problems as Josh James picks up his dribble. Goes over to Deion Jones. Deion attacks the basket. Ramel Brown blocks it, but not before Deion Jones earned the foul as he'll go to the line for 2. As for the second time in about 40 seconds, a foul is called on C.J. Jones.
He goes from 0 to 2 quickly, and another guy in once with the foul trouble.
And he'll also go from being on the floor to sitting down quickly. As Williams will check back in. Jones makes the free throw. We'll get, my mistake, Donovan Cates, another substitute. Monmouth on top, 40-35. Hawks led in that opening half by Max DeLeo's 13 points. Nicholas had 8. Deion Jones had 6. Jones makes 2 free throws. Monmouth back on top by 6. DeLeo, Gary, already with a career high in points in this game. Beeman around a screen from the left wing. Bounce pass Alvarado. Alvarado gives for Cates on the right wing. 18 on the shot clock. Play just over 1 minute in the second half. Cates dribble handoff for Alvarado on the left wing. High screen by Brown. Flips one over to Cates. Triple from the wing is no good. Deion Jones with the defensive rebound. Outlet pass to Andrew Nicholas. Red, quick catch for 3. Way short. And Alvarado tracks it down.
Not a big fan of that shot, Eddie. Hawks have been good in the half court. You might as well slow it down and run a play.
Alvarado cross court to Cates, who was standing on the out-of-bounds line when he caught it. Now that turnover will give it back to Monmouth. Now the 10th Jasper turnover.
Do you remember back a couple years ago on New Year's Day in North Carolina when Reggie Bullock did that twice against Monmouth? Stepped on the baseline on 3s?
That was the game Andrew Nicholas went off on. Had 6 3-pointers. And fans, don't think I forgot to tell you what a Jasper is at the under 16. We will do that. Josh James, long 2, is no good. Rebound to Brown, outlet to Alvarado. In transition, at the rim. Floats one up and over the Monmouth defense, 41-37. We've played 2 minutes here in the second half. Monmouth leading by 4. Deion Jones, right wing for the Hawks. Skip pass in the left corner to Josh James. Right back to Jones, top of the key. Jones backs his man down. Finds a cutting Nicholas, and he'll be called for traveling before he can complete the pass to Red. Hawks lead 41-37, 17:50 to go in this one. Monmouth looking for their first win as a member of the MAC. Alvarado, between the legs dribble, top of the key. Bounces one to Beeman. Beeman will lay it in on a reverse layup. 41-39.
Alvarado and Beeman with back-to-back buckets. Can't let either one of them get gone.
And then Deion Jones gets stripped from behind, but Josh James takes it away. James, back the other way. Leaves one behind for Jones. Deion Jones can't get the layup to go. Ramel Brown with the rebound. Outlet to Michael Alvarado. Rich Williams in transition. Back to Beeman. Alvarado will settle things down for Manhattan. Beeman, the leading scorer for the Jaspers team with only four, has it. Now swings it back to Alvarado on the wing. Back to Beeman, top of the key. Drives right at Zach Tillman. Wild shot is missed. Loose rebound. Ends up right back to Beeman. He lays it in and one as Deion Jones fouled him.
And now Deion Jones with four personals, Eddie.
Your luck can change just that quickly, Gary. You think you force a missed shot and a rebound. Deflection. And now Beeman is shooting to give Manhattan a one-point lead after he tied the game. Max DeLeo back in. Deion Jones will take a seat. I've been fighting temptation all game, by the way, for making a Willie Beeman joke. Doesn't take much. Well, George Beeman gives Manhattan a one-point lead after making the free throw after converting the basket. So the Jaspers now back on top, 42-21. Josh James getting instructions from Coach Rice. Zone defense here for Manhattan. Now they go back to a man look. James goes over to Tyrone O'Gara. Tyrone attacks the basket and lays it in. Nice move around Brown.
Nice little move around the left side there, Eddie. I like when O'Gara just puts his head down, kind of taking a note from the page of Deion Jones' book. Just get your head down and get to the rim.
George Beeman gives for Alvarado on the left wing. Around a screen, top of the key. Out to Cates for three. Can't get that one to go. Ball out of bounds off Manhattan. Hawks get it back, leading by one, 16:04 to go.
Good box out by Tillman there. Didn't allow the Manhattan player to reach through and deflect that ball out to an open teammate. Good play there by Tillman, who only saw 4 minutes in that first half, but has come on here and played the first 4 minutes of the second half and then has done a fairly good job down low.
Tyler Wilson, Emion Dohar, and Ashton Pankey check back in for Manhattan. Monmouth breaks the Jaspers pressure. O'Gara out to Nicholas, open for three, put it in. 46-42, Andrew Nicholas with a corner triple. Tyler Wilson between the circles with Josh James guarding him. Gets a ball screen from Pankey. Goes top of the key to Andahar. Puts it on the floor with a left hand. Leaves one behind for Pankey. Pankey, a lot of traffic in there. Loose ball. Max DeLeo takes it right from him. 15-25 and counting. Hawks lead by four. James attacks the paint, called for traveling before the shot attempt. That'll get us to the first media timeout. 15:23 to go in the first half, second half rather. Monmouth 46, Manhattan 42. Ray, 30-second break here on the Shore Sports Network. Monmouth leading Manhattan 46-42, along with Gary Kowal. I'm Eddie Acapinti. And Gary, have you ever wondered what a Manhattan Jasper is?
I have. Can you please tell me, Eddie?
I would love to tell you, Gary. And this comes right from GoJaspers.com. The unique nickname of Manhattan College's athletic teams comes from one of the college's most memorable figures, Brother Jasper of Mary, who served at the college in the late 19th century. A native of Ireland, Brother Jasper went to Manhattan in 1861 as the head of resident students. During his time here, he founded the school's band, orchestra, glee club, and he became the school's first athletic director. One of the greatest accomplishments Brother Jasper did was he brought the little-known sport of baseball to Manhattan. And little-known fact, Manhattan used to scrimmage the then-New York Giants in the late 1880s at the Polo Grounds. Manhattan College is credited with originating the seventh-inning stretch. Two nuggets of information right there. So Jasper isn't a thing, it's a person. Manhattan is a Catholic school, one of the many schools in the MAC with Jesuit roots and traditions. And here Manhattan will move on Monmouth as the Hawks pressure full with Manhattan going left to right. C.J. Jones. Now we'll go to Wilson. Whistle away from the ball. Wilson on the right wing. Nowak and Andohar were battling. They'll call the foul on Greg Nowak. That foul is Nowak's second. It gets a smile from Coach Rice. Pretty sure there's some sarcasm behind that smile. Inbounds to Pankey. Double team. Monmouth almost with the turnover. Josh James came over to double team. And they ruled he was out of bounds when he touched the basketball. So it'll still be Jasper ball. 14:56 to go in our second half. Andahar will inbound to Donovan Cates. Over to Tyler Wilson, who will call instructions. 14:50 to go. Monmouth leading by four. Wilson dribbles himself to the wing. Andahar, top of the key. Fires one to Cates, left corner. Attacks the basket. Offensive foul as he knocked over Andrew Nicholas. That will get Donovan Cates out. George Beeman back in. Hawks leading by four will get the basketball back.
Eddie Nicholas does such a good job in the lane on those, setting his feet. He did it all last year. That's the fifth charge he's taken this year. He's done a really good job with it.
Max DeLeo breaks the pressure. Bounces one to Nowak, who lays one into the bottom of the backboard support. That miss will give it back to the Jaspers. Andohart to Beeman to Mitchell for three. All net. 46-45 now. Whistle in the backcourt. Coach Rice Gary will take a timeout. Monmouth 46, Manhattan 45. 14:16 to go. We step out for 60 seconds on the Shore Sports Network. Monmouth leading Manhattan 46-45. 14:16 to go. Second half. Hawks take the floor with Andrew Nicholas, Josh James, Ty O'Garo, Max DeLeo, and Greg Nowak. Nicholas to inbound to James. Hawks nursing a one-point lead. James, dribble handoff to DeLeo on the wing. Goes to Nicholas right wing. James open in the corner. Thought at three, now puts it on the floor. Nowak is called for traveling right in the paint. Coach Rice, I can't tell Gary if he's mad at the call or if he's mad at Greg Nowak, but Manhattan will come back the other way quickly. Andohar on the left wing. Skip pass. Richards. Bounces one down low to Ramel Brown, right block. Spins towards the middle of the floor. Shot blocked in midair. Greg Nowak with the rebound. Monmouth back the other way. Andrew Nicholas attacks the basket, blocked by Ramel Brown. Let's go back the other way. Emi Andohar missing a dunk, and he's fouled by Max DeLeo. Exciting, not productive, but exciting end-to-end action. Emi Andohar, two free throws for Manhattan. Gary, Nicholas' shot as close as you can get without it being a goaltend. I thought it was on the backboard already.
That was close.
Yeah.
That might have hit glass before it was touched, but that was a really, really close one.
Andohar, two free throws. His first one ties the game at 46.
That last foul on Nowak gives him three. DeLeo, with that last foul that he picked up, took just his first, but a lot of guys going to have some issues later in the game.
After those two free throws, Manhattan leads Monmouth 47-46. Jasper's into his own defense here. James gets a high ball screen, top of the key. Passes to Max DeLeo. Up fake, gets his man in the air. DeLeo, high shot, is missed in the lane. O'Garo had the offensive rebound, lost it out of bounds. Jasper's get it back, leading by one.
Hawks haven't looked as sharp in this first couple minutes of the half as they did at the end of the first half, Eddie. They've struggled a little bit.
Alvarado calling signals right on the other side of half court. Right wing, he throws to Richards. Goes for Alvarado. Under 13 to go. He goes down low. Beeman posts up DeLeo. His shot is no good. Could not get a friendly roll. Nowak pulls down the defensive rebound.
I do like what Nowak's been doing. Tyrone O'Garo seems to be a little shaken up behind the play, Eddie. And they're going to get a whistle, and O'Garo's going to have to come out of the game. I couldn't tell exactly what he was grabbing at, but nonetheless, Colin Stewart will check in for the first time and replace O'Garo. What I was saying earlier, the prior point, though, I like what Greg Nowak has done in the last couple of games in his limited minutes. The problem being is that, number one, he's battling against Ramel Brown, who is a lot wider and broad-shouldered than Nowak. And the other problem is Nowak has got himself into foul trouble.
James, shaking and baking on the left wing. Throws top of the key to Colin Stewart. 15 on the shot clock. Andrew Nicholas will try a three. No good. Off to the left. Andahar with the rebound. Alvarado. Long fine. Richards, three. In and out. Rebound to Ramel Brown. Putback is good and a foul to give Manhattan a three-point lead, and Brown will be shooting for a four-point advantage.
When Ramel Brown goes up with that baby hook like he did there, he turned, he flew with it. Colin Stewart can't get a hand in on that play. I believe they got it on Colin Stewart. Although it may have been checked to DeLeo, Eddie.
Max's second foul. Ramel Brown cannot make the free throw, so Manhattan leads 49-46. 12:10 to go. James, driving kick. DeLeo pumps it three, and then he'll get called for traveling, trying to lean in to Emmy Andohar.
He got that call earlier in the corner, didn't get it that time.
Justin Robinson will check back in. He'll take out Josh James. Robinson, Gary, playing through, not sure if it's cramps, but he's been limping for a lot of this game. 12 minutes to go in the second half. Beeman bounces one to Alvarado, right wing. He'll attack the basket, and he'll be called for traveling. That turnover gets us to the under 12 media. 11:56 to go. Monmouth trails Manhattan by three, and we step out for 60 seconds on the Shore Sports Network. Aramark is an award-winning leader in professional services, providing food service, facilities management, and more. Aramark is proud to be the official dining service provider of Monmouth University. Back here at Manhattan, Hawks trail the Jaspers 49-46, 11:56 to go in our second half. Monmouth breaks the Manhattan pressure here. Max DeLeo tried to dunk one on Ramel Brown. His miss was scooped up by Zach Tillman, who lays it in to cut the Manhattan lead to one. I'll tell you, credit to Leo for even thinking about putting one on Brown, who did block it. Richards, quick pull for three, is good. 52-48, Shane Richards, another triple. Hawks down four, 11:20 and ticking to go. And that foul will go on Tyler Wilson, hand check on DeLeo. Right when he crossed half court. Gary, we can at least say this. Each team with four fouls in the second half. That the whistles have slowed down.
Yeah, a little bit.
Well, in a minute 19, we'll hit the halfway point of the second half. And at that point in the first half, each team had 10 fouls.
Right, exactly.
Four apiece. You can live with that. Let's play a little bit.
11:10 and counting to go. Hawks trail Manhattan by four. Justin Robinson gets a high ball screen top of the key. He's got Ramel Brown on him. Picks up his dribble. Bounces one to Colin Stewart. Stewart now has Brown on him. Collects. Jumps the pass. Goes down low to Nicholas, who misses a wide open layup. Andohar with the rebound. Gives for Cates in transition. Finds Andohar at the foul line. Attacks the basket and lays it in.
Can't let this lead balloon right now, Eddie. You got to keep it at six. You need a bucket here.
World of hurt here in the backcourt. Monmouth finally breaks the Manhattan pressure. Nicholas, catch and shoot triple. No good. Rebound by George Beeman. Hawks trailing by six, 10:25 to go. Beeman, pull up from two. No good. Ramel Brown lost the rebound. Pankey comes away with it. Down low. Andohar scoops up a loose ball and lays it in. Gary, Hawks now trail by 8, 10:10 to go.
As good as they were in the back end of that first half, is as rough as the play has been in these last couple of minutes. They're letting Manhattan dominate them down low.
DeLeo open for three again. This one is off to the right.
And on top of that, they're going one and done on the offensive end.
Wilson back the other way, drive and kick. Cates triple, an air ball. Ramel Brown tracks down the defensive rebound. Under 20 to go on the shot clock. It's an 8-point game. Emmy Andahar, top of the key. He's fouled by Colin Stewart going to the basket. 9:33 to go. Couple of new Jaspers into the game. Josh James, Ty O'Garrow check back in for Monmouth. Tillman and Stewart take a seat. I know Deion Jones has four, but Gary, when do you think he needs to get back in the game?
If this lead continues to balloon, you might have to go to him, because by the time he comes back in, it may not matter. You can't let this get out of hand here. It's an eight-point ball game with 9.5 to go. Hawks led. I mean, they were very competitive throughout. You just don't want to see these games continue to slip away like this.
Speaking of slipping away, Pankey lets one slip through his hands, right into the arms of Justin Robinson. Spins at half court. Josh, in the lane, can't get it to go. O'Gara offensive rebound. Ties put back. Blocked by Pankey, who then collects the rebound. Tyler Wilson, in transition, at the rim, lays it in. It's a 10-point Manhattan lead, 58-48. Robinson, back the other way, throws one to Max DeLeo, and Coach Rice emphatically takes a timeout with 8:52 to go in our second half.
Tough stretch, Eddie. That's a tough stretch for MU to swallow, and now they got to come back down 10 on the road. They were up by 8 late in the first half. They were cruising, playing well defensively, coming back, getting points in transition, knocking down their open looks. They've missed, I think, 4 3-pointers in a row, 3 of them from the same spot here in this near left corner. Nothing's falling. They're allowing Manhattan to run, and on top of that, the Hawks are going to have a couple guys who are in dangerous foul situations.
8:52 to go in this one, Gary. Monmouth, which led by 6 at halftime, now trails by 10, 58-48. As well, we have a brief minute. We would like to thank another one of our sponsors for their support of Monmouth basketball all season long. And Fans University Subs has been a neighborhood favorite for years. Located on the corner of Larchwood Avenue and Wall Street in West Long Branch, U Subs offers free delivery to the Monmouth dorms. And you can get 10% off of your total order if you're a Monmouth student or employee. Gary, this is the full slate of MAC basketball this afternoon. The under-8 media will get a check on the out-of-town scores. But right now, the only one that matters is right here inside of a steamy, dratty gym where Monmouth, after having a 6-point lead, has now had a big run put on them, trailing by 10. Manhattan has done so with their trademark physical defense, and they've also gotten out in transition and been able to run in what's been a real grind-out MAC game here on Sunday afternoon.
Sure has, Eddie, and the Hawks have been outscored here in this half, 25-9. That's not obviously how you want things to go if you're Coach Rice and if you're MU, but you know, you have plenty of time. You got to halt this run now. You got to get points of your own.
Robinson finds O'Gara down low, who will dunk it emphatically with two hands. That's a great little play design out of the timeout. Hawks now trail by 8. Rashawn Storrs is checked back in. He's being chased by Max DeLeo, who knocks one out of bounds. Manhattan ball, 27 on the shot clock. Rich Williams inbounds all the way over to Tyler Wilson. It's Storrs, Wilson, Cates, Pankey, and Williams. Wilson goes top of the key to Rich Williams. Swings it left wing, Donovan Cates. 13 on the shot clock. Cates goes to Wilson, top of the key. Tyler Wilson, high ball screen from Pankey. Around O'Gara, attacks the basket and lays it in. Big shot for the freshman. Manhattan leads under 8 to go. See, Gary, if Monmouth has another run in him here. Little 1-3-1 look by Manhattan. Right corner, Andrew Nicholas. And he attacks the basket. He's fouled by Ashton Pankey. That foul on Pankey will get us to the media. 7:48 to go. Monmouth trailing Manhattan 60-50. And we step out for 30 seconds here on your home for the Hawks, the Shore Sports Network.
Manhattan 60, Monmouth 50, 7:48 to go here from Dratty Gymnasium. And we will run through a couple more MAC scores for you, presented by Coke Zero. 4.5 to go in the ballgame. Canisius with an 81-71 lead. Canisius putting up 57 first half points in that one to open up the large advantage, which has now been cut to 10 by Sienna Lee. Under 8 to go in the second half. Quinnipiac trailing Ryder 67-62. It's St. Peter's up 8 on Niagara midway through the second, 46-38. and one game already has gone final.
Iona with an 11-point win over Fairfield on the road, 83-72, and that will drop Fairfield to 1-8 overall.
And 0-2 in the MAC. They lost to Quinnipiac the night after Monmouth lost to Ryder as Andrew Nicholas fouled by Rich Williams on the way up. Wow, that will get five Jaspers off the bench. Four Jaspers. They'll pull Alvarado back. 7:46 to go. Nicholas at the line. Two free throws. That win by Iona Gary to close the point also improves the Gales, the reigning two-time reigning MAC tournament champions, to 2-0 in the league. Nicholas misses the first free throw as Beeman, Andohar, Alvarado, and Brown all check back in, just leaving Tyler Wilson in the game. And when you need to come back, you can't leave points on the board, especially free throws. Nicholas makes the second one, 60-51. Monmouth is now 13 of 17 from the foul line. Monmouth, Gary, showing zone the first time today. Alvarado on the right wing. Top of the key, Beeman. They try to go to Andohar. Max DeLeo steals it. Josh James, one-on-one with Beeman. He is fouled from behind. Josh James goes crashing into the Manhattan cheerleaders. Make sure they're okay before he goes to the line for two free throws with 7:27 to go in our second half. Everyone appears to be okay. You still see the green sparkly pom-pom, so all is well.
Yeah, there's some smiles over there.
James makes his first free throw. Shane Richards back in. Tyler Wilson takes a seat. James misses the second one short. The Hawks trail now by eight. Alvarado will cross the timeline, throw it right wing to Richards. Back to Alvarado, right to left, now Beeman. Playing catch on the perimeter. Alvarado has it top of the key. Finds Andohar popped out. Over to Beeman for a corner three, in and out. Andohar, offensive rebound and putback.
Can't give up those offensive rebounds. That's the biggest key right now. The Hawks are allowing second chances to Manhattan, and they're converting. That was a missed three. Hawks had a chance to get out in transition, down by eight. Now they're down 10.
Monmouth breaks the pressure, under seven to go. Ill-advised pass there. Josh James with an unforced error. Back the other way of Manhattan. Three for Richards. 65-52. Largest lead of the game for Manhattan. Deion Jones back into the game is fouled by Michael Alvarado. The eighth foul on Manhattan, 1-1 for Deion Jones, who is back into the game now with those four fouls. And Gary, he needs to be. Monmouth down by 13. Jones at the line, one of two Hawks in double figures, along with Andrew Nicholas. Deion makes the first one, 65-53. Greg Nowak will check back in. Jones readies himself for free throw number two. That one is short. Rebound is George Beeman. Manhattan leads 65-53. 6:30 to go. Alvarado fires it in the left corner to Richards. He has been hot here in the second half. Top of the key, it's Alvarado. 15 on the shot clock. Bounces one left wing to Beeman. Goes for Andohar, top of the key. Entry pass to Ramel Brown. Kick out. Richards another three. This one's short. Ramel Brown offensive rebound. And they'll run shot clock here with 6:05 and counting.
Those weak side offensive rebounds have given Monmouth trouble all day long. And Manhattan's picked up a good amount of them. In key spots especially.
Alvarado feeds Richards on the right wing. Nicholas is chasing him. He's limping severely. Alvarado drives, kicks to Richards again. This one is short. Josh James catches it on the dead run. James is going to go one-on-two, and he is stripped by Alvarado, but fouled. James will go to the foul line if they say in the act of shooting 4-2, and that's what they will say with 5:39 to go and Monmouth trailing by 12. Gary, this is when the Hawks have to make their run. Down 65-53. Josh James in and out on the first free throw. Chris Brady, Tyrone O'Garrow, Christian White all check back in for Monmouth.
Haven't seen Chris Brady in a couple of minutes here. So good to see him back in the game, and maybe he can provide a difference, at least on the defensive end. He's been strong the last couple of times out.
James makes his second one. Monmouth trailing now by 11. Interesting lineup in the game now for Coach Rice. James, O'Garrow, DeLeo, White, and Brady. Alvarado dribbling himself to the left wing. Around a screen, top of the key, and a foul called. That'll go against Monmouth. It's on James, his first foul. Kind of amazing we're saying anyone has one foul now at this point in the game. Monmouth 6, 5:26 to go. Jasper's inbound. Work it to Alvarado. Left-hand dribble, top the key. Dribbles himself to the wing. Left wing gets moving. Dumps one down low to Ramel Brown. Righty jump hook over Brady is missed. O'Garrow with the rebound. Over to Josh James. Josh to Christian White. Bounces one in the left corner. Max DeLeo pumps it three. Five to go. James back to White. Top of the key, James. 4:54 to go. DeLeo gets all kinds of bodies up in the air. And he'll be called for double dribble with 4:50 to go in our second half. Jaspers get it back, leading 65-54. Gary, Monmouth has had a very hard time scoring here in our second half. Just 15 points right now. Foul away from the ball. It'll go against Monmouth with 4:40 to go. They call the foul on Max DeLeo. His third, Monmouth seventh. Andrew Nicholas back in. Also back in for Manhattan, Tyler Wilson. And Donovan Cates.
We've hit another one of those stretches with no flow and a lot of whistles and a good amount of fouls.
George Beeman shooting 1-1, makes his first free throw, putting Manhattan on top by 12. Beeman makes them both. 67-54, Manhattan. Rashawn Storrs checks back in. Fans, stay tuned post-game. We'll be joined by Coach Rice. We'll also give you full game statistics. Tyrone O'Garrow can't inbound the ball before a 5-second count. That'll give it back to Manhattan. 4:40 to go in our second half. And Gary, as Coach Rice takes a timeout, I think this is what we see: a veteran, experienced Manhattan team. We saw it the other night against Ryder, and a young Monmouth team. Certain teams, you have to learn how to win games. You've got to learn how to close things out. Ryder, their senior core, they know how. Manhattan, and some of their senior and more experienced players, George Beeman, Michael Alvarado, Ramel Brown, they know how to do that, and they have shown that here in the second half.
Yeah, it's been pretty apparent that they know how to close out a ball game, and Monmouth, you're right, still learning that, and it'll come to them eventually. You hope sooner rather than later. It's tough to watch these last couple nights because you see such good things for such long stretches, and then you get a stretch like we just had where MU lets Manhattan not only back into the game but to take a pretty commanding lead here. A little discouraging, but it can go one of two ways. You can build on it or you can kind of hang your head, and I think the Hawks have done a good job so far this season building on it.
Ramel Brown missing a monster dunk. but the rebound is tracked down by Shane Richards. That backboard made a ton of noise. Still a 13-point Jasper lead, 4:25 and ticking to go. Richards, left wing around a screen, throws one for Wilson. Foul away from the ball. Foul will go on Monmouth. It goes against Chris Brady. Oh, they change it to Andrew Nicholas, his fourth. That'll put Manhattan and Shane Richards at the line for 1-1 with 4:19 to go. Richards misses it. Tyrone O'Gara with the rebound. Monmouth down 13. Hawks break some pressure here. O'Gara kicks one into the corner. Christian White, high arcing three, is in and out. And O'Gara called for a loose ball foul, trying to track down the rebound.
That's a tough one. Tyrone was just racing in past his defender or past his man on the baseline. That's one of those plays where you look at it and say, how else is Tyrone supposed to rebound that ball, you know?
Tough play. He kind of went through the man. I know what you're saying. Both guys have a right to the ball. As Deion Jones checks in, Chris Brady will come out. So Monmouth Gary with a small lineup. White, James, Jones, O'Gara, and Nicholas. Rashawn Storrs missing a free throw. Deion Jones with the rebound. See if the Hawks have one more run in them. Down 13 with four to go. James, spin in the lane. Leaves one behind for O'Gara. Gets it back. Throws one out to Nicholas for three. Barely grazing the rim. Ramel Brown pulls it down. And now Manhattan will slow things down. Gary, too many empty possessions for MU, especially in the second half. Storrs bounces one left wing to Tyler Wilson. Now Richards on the left wing. Gets a screen from Cates. Dribble handoff Wilson. 11 on the shot clock. Wilson drives and kick. Storrs for three. That could end the game there as that lead for Manhattan is now 16 after the Rashawn Storrs triple. 3:15 and ticking to go. Deion Jones in the corner. Ball out of bounds. He's actually fouled by Ramel Brown. That'll get us to our final timeout. 3:10 to go. Monmouth trailing Manhattan 70-54 as we step out for 60 seconds on the Shore Sports Network.
70-54, Manhattan leading Monmouth here with 3:10 to go from Drady Gymnasium. And let's run through some of these late game scores from around the MAC. Canisius and Siena has gone final, a 15-point win for Canisius, 93-78. The other game that's gone final, 83-72, Iona over Fairfield. We have a tie ball game out at Niagara, 56-all with a minute 48 to go between Niagara and St. Peter's. And Ryder up just four, 77-73 on Quinnipiac with 2.5 to go in the second half. So a couple of close ones around the league.
Back here at Drady Gym, as Gary said, with Monmouth trailing by 16. Deion Jones at the foul line for two. 3 minutes, 10 seconds to go in this one. Deion makes the first free throw. He now has, actually, he's not in double figures. He is now. He's got 10. He also, Gary, has 8 turnovers in this game. Monmouth has 23. We know Manhattan likes to pressure you, and we've seen it all game so far. Jones missing the second free throw, but Tyrone O'Gara takes it away from Adam Lacey. Christian White steps into a triple, knocks that one down. 70-58 now. All right, Gary, let's see. Maybe one more run? What do you say?
I'm all for it.
James is going to battle with Wilson. Wilson brings it up. This is Adam Lacey over to Shane Richards. Top of the key, Tyler Wilson, 19 on the shot clock. Rashawn Storrs around a screen, top of the key. Dribble handoff to Wilson, Manhattan keeping it all on the perimeter. Wilson with 8 on the shot clock now. Goes right at Josh James. Shot good and a foul. Well, that might effectively ended whatever hope Monmouth had as Storrs, Gary, got by James and slowed down to absorb contact and laid it in.
Been tough to contact anybody down near the rim this afternoon because I think they're going to get it every time.
Who's screaming? Someone is yelling. Oh, oh. 2 minutes, 20 seconds to go here. The free throw was missed. Christian White missing a three, and then a loose ball foul on Manhattan. That'll go on Adam Lacy. Switch it over to Storrs. 2:18 to go. 72-58. Tyrone O'Garrow back to the line for MU.
Tyrone O'Garrow, two shots.
O'Garrow in this contest today. 7 points, seven rebounds. Making his first free throw here. Gary, I think something we're going to see all conference season. Tyrone is an undersized big man. Fought hard today, but he went up against a bigger front line in Manhattan. Missing the second one, and there's an example of it. Pankey skying for the rebound, and then he is fouled. So Ashton Pankey will go to the line. Max DeLeo picks up his fourth foul, his third foul, actually. Both teams double bonus. 2:17 to go in this one. Pankey at the foul line. High arcing free throw is too strong. Next time out for Monmouth, Tuesday night. Coming back to New York. Different borough, though, as they'll head to Brooklyn with a matchup with St. Francis Brooklyn at 7 p.m., former NEC foe. Pankey missing them both. Rebound was almost corralled by Wilson. He tried the jump call timeout. You can't do that anymore. So they give the ball to Monmouth after he landed out of bounds. Jasper still pressuring full, leading by 13, 2:10 left. Deion Jones for Monmouth is going to attack the basket and earn a foul call. Pankey fouls him. 2:06 to go, and we have a foul fest again as the game is ending apparently the way it started.
Yeah, I mean, this is just one of those games where there's a lot of contact, and Pankey picks up his fourth foul. There was a couple points of emphasis coming into the year with the hand checks and such, but unfortunately every single one of them has been called today. So that's kind of where we stand.
Jalen Palm checks in for Christian White. Again, we remind you to stay tuned post-game. We'll be joined by head coach King Rice. We'll also run through final game statistics to get you ready for our next Shore Sports Network broadcast coming up on Tuesday night. Jones made the first, made them both. 72-61, Colin Stewart in. Deion Jones will take a seat. Whistle, it's a loose ball foul on Manhattan on the inbound. Tyler Wilson discarding Josh James. That gets Jones right back into the game. That'll also get Ramel Brown and Emmy Andohar back into the game. A game that won't end. Nicholas to inbound for Monmouth. 2 minutes, 6 seconds to go. Hawks trail by 11. Inbound to Max DeLeo. It's a cutting Nicholas. Ramel Brown blocks his shot with a left hand. And I'll tell you what, Gary, that could be a good matchup for MU, but Andrew Nicholas cannot take Ramel Brown in the block.
Nope. Well, you got to step out if you're going to do that.
Inbounds to Deion Jones, catching it at the elbow, attacking the rim. Jones lays it in, making this a single-digit game, 72-63.
If you got any kind of chance, you got to force a quick turnover.
Manhattan breaks pressure. Andohar is fouled, blocking foul on Monmouth. It'll be two free throws for Andohar. That foul goes on Andrew Nicholas. Gary, that is his fifth foul. So with 1 minute 47 seconds, Nicholas fouls out. And I'm surprised we haven't said the phrase fouls out more in this one.
Yeah.
I was in Christian White checked in.
Christian White back in. And Ohar has two free throws. Today, in this game, he's 2 of 3 from the line. Make it 3 of 4. Back to a 10-point Jasper lead. Couple of dribbles for Ando Har, who puts in the second one. 74-63, 1:47 to go. Christian White brings it up floor for MU. He is fouled by Shane Richards as he tries to cross over. It'll be two free throws for Christian White, much to the apparent dismay of the Jasper faithful here in Drady.
It almost appeared like he got tripped. But, yeah, he hit the deck pretty hard, and Manhattan fans did not agree.
White with a couple of free throws. Misses his first one. And I know Monmouth, down 11 here with 101 seconds to go, Gary, could potentially pull it off. But if they fall short, today it was turnovers and some missed free throws. As White goes 0 for 2, he's a good shooter, and he doesn't make his free throws. We see that happen to Andrew Nicholas, Colin Stewart, players like that. Jaspers leading by 11. Ball out of bounds. It will remain Manhattan ball. Palm will check in. He'll take out Christian White.
I mean, I'm not so sure, but looked pretty apparent that that one went off of a Manhattan player. Christian White was kind of arguing his case before he came out of the game.
Yeah, and Coach Rice talking to his buddy, Steve Masiello. Masiello with a nice little sheepish grin. There you go. Manhattan playing keep away here. Wilson and Storrs, two point guards in the game. 8 on the shot clock. Wilson jumps the pass. Out to Storrs. His three is short. Deion Jones with the rebound. Monmouth down 11 with 1:05 to go. Jones to Josh James. Josh will attack the rim. Miss a wild shot. Richards pulls it down with exactly 1 minute to go. As Wilson brings it over the timeline. Playing keep away here. Ando Hart bounces one to Ramel Brown, who is fouled. Wave off the shot attempt. O'Garrow fouls him with 47 seconds to go in this one. Now, Gary, all that's left will be the final score. Manhattan next time out. Well, they have a bit of a road swing on their hands. 1 week from today, they'll play at UNC Wilmington before playing at the University of South Carolina. So a Carolina road swing for the Jaspers. As Brown's free throw makes it 75-63. They then have Buffalo remaining on their non-conference schedule before returning full-time to MAC play. For Monmouth, we already told you, Tuesday they'll go to St. Francis, Brooklyn. They have three more non-conference games, all at home. Binghamton, Fordham, and Wagner to close December before they get back into MAC play full-time. Second free throw missed. Deion Jones' layup at the rim is blocked. Monmouth down 12, 35 seconds left. Max DeLeo, circle dribble on Wilson, and he earns a foul on Tyler Wilson. 31.8 to go, Monmouth down 12. So after tonight, Gary, today, Tuesday night we're in Brooklyn. Game with the Terriers, who, by the way, are a very, very good NEC team with the wins at Miami, almost winning at Syracuse. They got some good wins on their resume. Before welcoming in Binghamton and Fordham on the 14th and 21st, and then Wagner on December 30th.
Yeah, a couple non-conference games down the stretch here that MU should have a chance in. I mean, there should be a couple winnable games at least during that stretch, and you'd like to see them get a couple wins under their belt before heading full-time into January with MAC play the rest of the way.
With this loss this afternoon, Monmouth will fall to 3-6. 0-2 in the league. Manhattan will improve to 6-2 and 2-0 in the MAC as Max DeLeo missed them both. There was a loose ball foul on Manhattan. So Tyrone O'Gara will go to the foul line. While we, Gary, have a quick second. Quickly dive back into the out-of-town scores while O'Gara shoots. Tyrone makes his first free throw. Obviously a busy day in sports. Full slate of NFL games on. Also full slate of MAC games, and hopefully all of our listeners get used to it. The normal MAC schedule is Friday night, Sunday afternoon. As O'Gara goes 2-for-2, it's 75-66. That is different from the usual Thursday, Saturday of the Northeast Conference. Manhattan playing keep away now. Shot clock turned off. Jasper's leading 75-66. 15 seconds to go in this one. Clock is continuing to tick. Monmouth will not foul, and that will do it. Manhattan defeats Monmouth 75-66. Jasper 2-0 in MAC play. The Hawks battle twice, Gary, against Ryder and Manhattan, two of the better teams in the league. Fail to win either game as they drop their first two games as a MAC team here in 2013.
Such a good stretch at the back end of that first half that we saw from MU. They were able to win on the glass, turn points over, get turnovers and get points in transition, turn those turnovers into points on the other end. They were shutting down Manhattan for a good stretch. They led at the break, but there was a stretch here in the second half where they just allowed Manhattan to pull away, and that pretty much did it.
Hawks fall 75-66. While we have a brief second, we'll run down all of the other MAC scores before taking our timeout in our post-game show, rather, which is presented by the Boathouse Bar and Grill, your post-game Hawks location all season long with nightly entertainment and food and drink specials. Iona over Fairfield, 83-72. Canisius over Siena, 73-98. It's Ryder 90, Quinnipiac 78, and Niagara beat St. Peter 61-56. With that, we will take a timeout here on our post-game show presented by the Boathouse Bar and Grill. Monmouth falls to Manhattan 75-66. We'll step out for 2 minutes. We'll come back with final game statistics as well as a word with head coach King Rice, and it'll be right here on your home for Monmouth basketball all season long, the Shore Sports Network. Gary, Monmouth falling to Manhattan 75-66 to drop to 0-2 in Metro Atlantic Athletic Conference play. 3-6 overall. Manhattan improves to 6-2 and 2-0 in MAC play. As we'll take a look at our final game statistics here on our post-game show, which is presented by the Boathouse Bar and Grill. Monmouth puts four players in double figures, 14 apiece for Max DeLeo and Deion Jones, who adds a double-double with 10 boards, 12 points for Andrew Nicholas, a double-double for Ty O'Gara, 10 and 11. Monmouth, however, doomed by poor second-half shooting. They shoot 34.5% for the game, just 24% in the second half. They shoot 23 of 35 from the line for the game, but just 13 of 22 after intermission, while Manhattan puts also four players in double figures, led by Tyler Wilson's 15, 13 from Emmy Andohar, 11 for George Beeman. Ramel Brown goes for 10. Jasper shoot 42% from the floor, but 53% in the second half. Monmouth out-rebounds Manhattan 45-39, but Gary, it's poor second-half shooting and 23 Monmouth turnovers that ultimately spelled their loss, my opinion, in this game.
Yeah, tough stretches is what I think kind of it amounted to. There was a couple of points during this game where Monmouth was unable to kind of put the foot down on a Manhattan run, especially in that second half. I don't have the exact number, but from around the 12-minute mark for a few minutes there, it was all Manhattan scoring points on the breaks. Monmouth was turning it over a lot. But you also have to look at, I mean, when you look at 61 total fouls in this game, Eddie, that's a that's a tough number.
That's a lot.
Not a lot of flow to this game at all, as both teams were trying to get it going a little bit, and you just didn't see a whole lot of back-and-forth action, a lot of stoppages.
Yeah, it was tough. You said it in the first half especially. It was difficult to get flow in this game between the two teams, who like to get up and run, but they also like to play physical. So you said the number, 61 fouls. It was dead even, 31 on Monmouth and 30 on Manhattan. As we take one more look inside of the box score, the Hawks do pull down 16 offensive rebounds compared to 14 by Manhattan. We don't have the specialty stats on this page, Gary, but it seemed as though Manhattan made the most out of their second chance opportunities And even though Monmouth out-rebounded Manhattan, it just seemed as though when the Jaspers needed a big extra possession, they were the ones getting it ultimately in this game.
Yeah, those weak side rebounds on the offensive glass for Manhattan, they were getting all of them, kicking it out, hitting threes, you know, getting it back inside and putting the ball in. They were able to pick up those second chance opportunities more often than not, and Monmouth didn't do a good job on the box outs.
They did not, as we will award a player of the game for Monmouth, and it's presented by Jersey Mike's Subs. Visit their new location on Ocean Avenue in Long Branch, as well as their tremendous location in Carriage Square, where Route 71 and 36 collide. Our Jersey Mike's player of the game is Max DeLeo from Monmouth. Weird-looking stat line. Just 2 of 6 from the floor, but he hits a couple of threes. He goes 8 of 9 from the foul line. He stuffs the stat sheet. 14 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals in 28 minutes. Max DeLeo and his career-high 14 points are Jersey Mike's player of the game, and I would say a well-deserving, Gary, post-game honor.
Yeah, stats don't tell the story always, Eddie, and he was all over the floor, jumping in, diving in, forcing turnovers. He did a really, really good job in that department. I think he got credited with 2 steals, but created a lot more havoc than that.
Hawks fall to Manhattan by a score of 75-66. Again, Monmouth 3-6 now on the year, 0-2 in the MAC. The Jaspers 6-2 and 2-0. We'll take our final timeout here on our postgame show presented by the Boathouse Bar and Grill. Final 2-minute break. We'll hopefully get a word with Coach King Rice, and then we will sign off the air. We're just waiting on his arrival back to the court. Monmouth falls to Manhattan by 9. 2-minute timeout for the final time here on the Shore Sports Network. Quicker break than we anticipated as we are back courtside. We are going to wrap things up at Draddy Gym. Monmouth falling to Manhattan 75-66. We'll take a look at our upcoming game presented by Coach USA. Coach USA, driven with pride. It is this Tuesday night. Monmouth back to face a familiar foe, Gary, is the former Northeast Conference opponent when they visit St. Francis, Brooklyn. We're going to Brooklyn Heights Tuesday night. 7 p.m. tip between the Hawks and the Terriers, and a St. Francis team that is extremely talented. They beat Miami down in Coral Gables earlier this year, and they've also taken some of the best teams in the nation, Syracuse, namely, right down to the wire. Not an easy place to play regardless. It'll be especially difficult Tuesday with how well St. Francis has been playing.
Yeah, tough task against the former NEC foe for the Hawks. They're going to have to go down there and play like they have at stretches this season. We haven't seen, I don't think, a full 40 minutes from this Hawks team yet this year, and you got to see a couple of those before we hit MAC play full time, and Tuesday night might be an opportunity to do that.
We'll wrap things up now courtside here at Draddy Gym. Monmouth falling to Manhattan 75-66. We'll get our post-game words with Coach Rice, no doubt, at our next contest, which is Tuesday night at 7 p.m. We'd like to thank our good friend Josh Newman from the Asbury Park Press for joining us. Ray Malaspina back in the studio engineering today's game. Gary, great job as always, sir. No one pinch hints like the Badger. Great job tonight.
Thank you, Eddie. It was fun. It's been fun these last couple of times out.
I tell you, you've been hot. You've been getting on the broadcast a good amount and always do a great job. I appreciate it.
It's been fun. I enjoy it. Thank you for having me.
As always, sir. For my broadcast partner today, Gary Kowal, I am Eddie Acapinti, reminding you the next broadcast of Monmouth Basketball. Tuesday night, we are live at 6:45 in Brooklyn Heights from St. Francis College. That'll do it courtside here at Draddy Gym. Monmouth falls to Manhattan by 9, dropping to 0-2 in MAC play. We'd like to thank everyone for listening to this afternoon's broadcast, and you heard it right here on your exclusive home of Monmouth basketball all season long, the Shore Sports Network. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday, everyone.